October 1826, the first. Committed to Hertford Jail for sheep stealing, Roberts, Smith, Woodman, Jarvis and Martindale, all young men, natives of Watford, and fortunately single. The disclosure of their depredations were made in the following manner. Joseph Burnham, one of their associates, was committed to St Albans, charged with stealing a razor. Previous to this, he had disagreed with some of the before mentioned, in consequence of which he made a voluntary confession of a great many crimes with his accomplices. He said they stole two sheep from Mr. Frederick Dyson, one from Mr. Pugh, two lambs from Mr. White, etc. Roberts and Woodman also made a confession at their examination. It was suspected there were others implicated. Third, an infirmary called the West Harts Infirmary, about to be established at Hemel Hempstead, patronised by most of the leading gentlemen in the county, whose subscriptions were paid in very liberally, and an house fitted up for the reception of patients at Pigott's End. Sir Astley Cooper offered his assistance in critical cases. 26th. As the Hempstead down coach were changing horses at Edgware, and being incautiously left by the horsekeeper, they set off at full speed before the coachman had taken his seat. Consequently, a young woman, the only passenger on the coach, the others being at breakfast, had her ankle dreadfully fractured in leaping from the roof. The horses proceeded on at a great rate until they reached near to Brockley Hill, when, coming into contact with Mr. Shute's gig, who was on his way to town, the shaft of which entered the chest of one of the leaders, which was blind. The animal fell and died immediately. This stopped the progress of the other horses. Mr. Shute, fortunately, was not injured, and his gig had only one shaft broken.